No, actually, he's gonna, he wants to put it back on. Red Bull just came in, or Red Bull, and they just.
Okay, I'd like to call to order the common council for Tuesday, February the 8th.
I thought we did the play.
Okay. Pat, you wanna?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weagle?
Here.
Varga?
Here.
Middleton?
Here.
Crowder?
Here.
Romano?
Before you, we have the minutes of the last meeting. Is there any corrections or addendums in regards to the meetings of minutes of the last meeting? Okay, if there's no changes to the minutes, I request changes to the minutes. I'm open to retain a vote.
I'll make a motion.
A motion, there we go, Dan, thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
All right, I have a first and second. All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried for those who are present. Okay, we're gonna stop right there. And we have a special guest tonight, John. I'll give you the opportunity to come in and share with council your MS4 information, and we won't keep you here till midnight.
That should be turned on, John.
Okay. You probably got the MS4 report distributed to you before last meeting, and got a little bit of mix up on the scheduling, but so I'm here tonight just to highlight a few things. The first thing I'd like to do is to thank heads of the city departments and their employees for all their help and assistance with the MS4 program. They're the ones that really make it work. And in addition to all the things they have to do with repairing utilities and keeping the electricity and water on, cleaning up snow, they find time to help keep the community clean, help make sure that our stormwater is controlled and kept in good quality. One of the highlights for this year was after about 5 years, in 2015, we expected IDEM to come and audit our program. And finally, in July of 2021, Stacy Goodwin, IDEM's MS4 coordinator, came and audited our program. And so I do have things about the audit in the report. We have 6 movement control measures, and she audited 4 of them: public education and outreach, public participation and involvement, illicit discharge detection and elimination, and municipal operations. And the public education and outreach and public participation and involvement, we were satisfactory on the audit. We didn't have any deficiencies on that. On the illicit discharge detection and elimination, we got marked for a deficiency in reporting and tracking illicit discharges and other stormwater incidents. So we've developed a new form for reporting and tracking those things. And all the department heads have a copy of the new form. And so we should be able to, when somebody reports an incident, be able to report it and track the resolution of it. And then in municipal operations, we had, I think she found 7 deficiencies. Some of those were administrative, so we had to develop stormwater pollution prevention plans municipal facilities, Tower View, the water department, and the water pollution control facility. And we have a new inspection form for facilities inspections. And then there were a couple of minor items. So we've got four of those all taken care of, and three, some of them got caught up in supply chain issues. We might need to get some more spill kits for areas where there might be spills of chemicals or other materials. So I think we're in pretty good shape as far as our response to the IDEM audit. And then the other thing that I wanted to highlight was after promising for about 5 or 6 years that we would get a new MS4 general permit in December of 2021, IDEM published the new MS4 general permit, and also published a new construction stormwater general permit. And so we're in the process of trying to catch up with those. Now the MS4, the new MS4 general permit, it really won't start to impact us until they publish the notice of intent for it. And once they publish the notice of intent, we'll have 90 days to fill out the notice of intent form and send it back to them. And then on page 5 of the report, they have a draft schedule that IDEM published as far as what we might need to do to get up to date with the new permit. And so once we submit the notice of intent, we'll have 180 days to revise our stormwater quality management plan. There's a few things that need to be revised. I think we're in pretty good shape with the plan that we have, but there'll be some things that need to be revised. And we'll have 730 days, 2 years, to update the city ordinances. And so the Board of Works and the City Council will probably need to give some consideration as to how we want to do that. I've reviewed the city ordinances, and I find definitions and regulations related to stormwater in 8 different chapters. So it might be appropriate, as we're updating for the new general permit, to go through and maybe combine and consolidate some of those stormwater provisions in the ordinances. The Indiana Local Technical Assistance Program has published a model stormwater ordinance. That's one possibility to look at as far as what might need to be done. Most of the requirements of the minimum control measures are going to stay about the same. They are going to combine the first two measures, public education and outreach, and public involvement and participation, into one minimum control measure. And one of the new things is they're going to require us to do 2 public meetings each year. Right now, we consider this presentation as one of our public meetings, so we'll need to do another form of public meeting. My predecessor, Gene Haskins, at one time, he got together with Mike Cook and Mike Deer for the Water Department at that time, and Scott Wagner, the county Health Department. And they did a presentation at Peabody Public Library on water issues in the county, so that might be one possibility for a public meeting. And they'll also want us to identify 3 community-wide stormwater issues, one for residents, one for businesses and commercial enterprises, and one for the construction people, the developers and construction personnel. And so that's a new requirement. Other than that, I think most of the requirements are already in place. We just need to do some updating of our mapping and our employee training. And we need to do some updates on the website. We try to do updates every year, but we need to do some more updates on that. So IDEM's indicated they're going to be flexible as they roll out the new permit, as long as we communicate with them and show that we're making good progress towards implementing the new permit. They'll give us some flexibility on the timeline and our other responses to it. So I don't know if anybody has any questions about the report.
Was there a time frame? I know
you said it wasn't real important, but what if we're looking at condensing those ordinances?
They say 2 years for updating the ordinances. So there is time, but you know, that's something that does take quite a bit more time, I think, than we realize when we start to dig into it. But, So 2 years is what they allotted for that.
Probably best not to wait until 6 months to go.
Yeah. Or 6 weeks.
Any other questions about the this four report?
Well, John, I just want to say thank you for all the hard work you put into this. I know you're really dedicated to it. How many years has it been now that you've been doing it?
This is my eighth year.
Eighth year.
I guess it's going on my ninth year, actually. It started in December 2012. So.
Well, again, it's very appreciative for the things you do.
Okay, thank you. If anybody has questions about the MS4 program or stormwater management, I'd be happy to talk to you and answer any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, next on the agenda is ordinance number 20223. Dan, I know that you're one of the representatives on the committee, right?
Yes, sir.
Would you mind giving us an overview of where we're at with that?
Currently, we have presented a couple maps already, looking at the precinct boundaries and also the new council districts. Jessica Hockemeyer over at the clerk's office just did an awesome job of this. I know we met with the mayor and stuff, but she really broke it down and got the populations split up as about as accurate as you can with the information. We had to wait till the 2020 census information came in to figure out, you know, because we've had a pretty good growth, population growth in our city, and looking at the different areas of growth and then trying to figure out how to break these districts up as even as possible. I think you have to be within, was it 5%, 10%, one of those. I forgot right now, but anyway, she got them within a few hundred, honestly, breaking them up. We also did away with Precinct 8, which was kind of a issue ever since I've been on council trying to figure out how that works between two council districts. We did away with that. And the way she had it broke into her, honestly, the figuring out how to make the districts even. Yeah, we're dealing with a couple council people who live pretty close together. So that, again, it broke up just about perfect. She just, like I said, Jessica did a wonderful job, and then I just drew the map pretty much, how she had it designed, because each, and then I also gave the census blocks. It's broke out into census blocks, and the blocks are shaped horribly bad. And when you're trying to put this thing together, the shapes just don't make sense anymore. I tried to go in and talk to them about changing to them, and that's a big no. that's an interesting adventure when you're trying to talk to them to fixing things to make them more appropriate, but. The census blocks are a big deal, and all the that's broken down in the population. So you have to go with what those shapes are and try to piece together a population that's equal in all the council districts. And Jessica did a wonderful job of that. So this is what you're looking at right now, is how it came to be. And actually, I think it's probably the best that I've seen since I've been GIS coordinator, map drawer of the city for the precincts. This is really a nice setup, and it breaks down evenly for everybody concerned. Just, you know, some territory changes a little bit, but it honestly, it's a really good concept.
I know at the last meeting, the mayor shared with us in regards about the about this ordinance, and we are coming up into the first reading. So is there any questions for Dan? Mark, do you have anything for Dan? Okay. I'll entertain a motion for the ordinance of 2022-3 for the first reading, if I could please.
So moved.
Second.
We have a first and second. Please raise your right hand if you're in favor. Nobody opposes. Motion carried for those who are present. And the next one is a petition for voluntary annexation. Oh, Sally. Thank you. Throw something at me.
Ordinance number 2022-3, an ordinance reaffirming the governance of IC 36-4-6-5 of the legislative body and establishing districts for the city of Columbia City, Indiana, pursuant to the 2020 U.S. Census.
Okay, so, pardon? Approve on, yes, to be approved on first reading, but do I need to go back and withdraw anything that's been said because we didn't read it first?
I don't know. Well, I don't think we've ever reversed that order.
I know.
You could just do a motion to reaffirm the original vote to approve the first reading.
Okay, so is there a motion?
So moved. To reaffirm what we voted on.
And is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a first and a second. Any questions? Any further discussion? All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried. Thank you, Sally. Okay. Dan, are you involved in this next one?
No, that's mine.
That's yours?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chip. You have the floor.
I have the floor. This is what we're trying to do. It's about a 50 by 1,200 foot section of Morsch's Park that's not in the city. And we have an adjacent property owner that would like to annex into the city, so we just need to go through and get this, it's roughly almost 2 acres, annexed into the city, so then we can go about annexing the next property. So it's just kind of a, how it ever got slipped through, we don't know, but it's in Morsch's Park, but not in the city, so.
Okay. So do they wish to have it? Let's see, this is an ordinance, right?
Yeah, this is just for the city.
This can be.
This is city to city.
Yep.
It's on city-owned land. The city is looking to annex it its own land in.
My question would be, do we need to read it twice, or we can...
Yeah, we still have to have a public hearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Chip?
No, that is it.
Okay. Any questions for Chip? This is an annexation for an annexation within the city limits. All in favor?
Read by title only.
Read by title only, please.
You didn't make a motion to read by title only.
I move that we read by title only.
I'll second that.
There we go.
Ordinance 2022-4, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, annexing certain territory to the City of Columbia City, Indiana, placing the same within the corporate boundaries thereof and making the same a part of the City of Columbia City.
Okay, any questions? And Sally, are we good? So I can ask for
motion.
A vote.
Motion to approve.
I would like open the floor for a motion to approve the volunteer annexation.
So moved.
Second.
For first and second. Any questions? All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried. Okay, now we're down to the actual annexation area, right?
Yeah, we're good now.
Right? We're all done.
We have to go 2220-4.
Yep,
we just did it.
Yep. Yep, just did it.
We're good.
You're on to your department.
Okay, Chip, number one.
We opened bids, council at the Board of Works. We opened bids for Westgate. Got six bids, which is a great. We're going to take them under advisement and award next at next Board of Works. Other than that, we're plugging along on Westgate and moving along good. So I'm done.
Okay. And you've met with all the parties who wanted to be met with in regards to the project, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Any questions for Chip? Mike?
We've got the South Tower now up and running on fiber. Been working with the Well 9. We've been having all sorts of problems there. Hopefully we'll have it corrected within a week. Well 7 is back online and running just fine.
All right. Any questions for Mike? Mike, number two.
We have a pole for the Jefferson Street SCADA. During the long-term control plan, we had to remove the pole that was over there for the SCADA antenna so they could build the tank. We've got everything, JNK has everything lined up. I have a quote for that. It's just a little over $23,000. So I think we're going to go ahead and move forward with that project. We have to have that. Right now, we're okay because the leaves aren't on, but with the leaves are on, we've got to get our antenna up and over that. Still waiting on some quotes back on the Clemmie Shores project. We've got some equipment quotes and some installation prices, but we're still waiting on that, so I'll be bringing that. I've also, for the Jefferson and Main Street Force Main, I have drafted an RFQ and met with the mayor Monday after the department head meeting, and we put together a consultant list that those RFQs are going to go out to. I hope to get those out by Friday. I apologize, I don't have the schedule on that, but they'll be coming back. I think they're due back to the Board of Works. I believe it's March 22nd is the meeting, so should have some responses by then. The SDI annual report is complete, sent in. I've not heard anything back, so hopefully they're happy with that. And then Thursday, Spectrum Engineering will be in trying to correct a problem with the SCADA system on one of our stations. And they believe the problem is in dispatch. So that's all I have right now, unless you have questions.
Okay. Questions for Mike? Okay. Mr. Linke.
Continue to move forward with our Main Street lighting project design. We have the permits approved once, and now we're working on some changes. We're going to have to go back and get that reapproved by the state NDOT, but project's still moving along. We still have all the material in, so hopefully we get on that project this spring. We also are working on the North Substation Entry Project. We did get the purchase order to them for all the material, so they will be getting that ordered. They're supposed to get back to me with a report within the end of the month on lead times for all the material for that project, so I'll have a better idea when they're going to complete that. We also had a issue with our SCADA. Apparently, when we rebuild our server, we had to use a server with a different serial number, which messed up some of the software that we had that we weren't aware that we actually had. So it was sold to us from Spectrum. So they're working on that right now. They're going to get us some new software, and hopefully we can actually make the software better, kind of update that a little bit. Other than that, kind of helped out a little bit with the snow and stuff, and guys have been staying busy. Doing substation testing and things like that during snow times when we can't be out by the roads working on poles. So guys are staying busy.
Okay. Questions for Sean? Garrett?
As I've brought up in several meetings prior, that we've got 8 in-house trainer, certified instructors now. So we've been working on the calendar for this year, 2022, and should have that finished up by the mid to end of February, which I will send out to all the other agencies within the county, invite them to our trainings as well. So hopefully get a lot of turnout for that and start training other agencies as well. I think that'd be good for them and us. So had a new intern start this past week, Ralph Daly. So we're glad to have him working. I think he worked for the Parks Department, or was an intern for the Parks Department last semester. So he's showing interest in law enforcement now. So welcome him. Still waiting on cameras from Motorola, which is they purchased watch guards, and I ordered them in November. Hopefully they've been here, but I think an email got missed. They didn't see my signed quote, and I called them in January, and they found it. But now we're off to March, so waiting on cameras. I got three vehicles ready, just waiting on the cameras. So hopefully they'll be on the road soon. Great job to all the departments that helped out with the snow this past week. Sorry I wasn't here to help, but I was in contact by phone. But great job to these guys. They did a good job. Dominican.
Okay.
So I'll continue to work on SOPs and policies. Dispatch, the new hire, Megan Cotter, doing a great job, working out great. Everybody seems to be very pleased with her and her progress in the department. So I think she's catching on quickly, and we should get her trained fast. And then that's all I have.
Questions for Gary?
Yeah, we just been busy with snow removal last week, and this week we'll be hauling the piles out from downtown tomorrow. Have help from the police department on that too. Just really proud of our guys, our department coming together. Our three new guys we had did a great job, and worked some overtime, came in early, and did a good job together, and just wanted to thank the departments too that helped. It's definitely a team effort working on a 15-inch of snow. So quite a bit to deal with. Our elected department helped out with cul-de-sacs, and they're going to be out with snow removal tomorrow. And then the water department helped with supply alleys couple different times during the event, and cul-de-sacs, cleaning those out, and they'll be helping with hauling snow tomorrow too. And wastewater department, Mike and one of his guys were in doing alleys on two different occasions, and it's just a huge help to have those guys in there so we can keep our guys on the road working on the streets, and realize that residents still have to access the alleys to get to their garages. So it's nice to be able to have help from other departments, and just thank them guys for their help doing that. The police department, they did a great job posting signs to keep people out on Friday morning so we could get the downtown parking spaces taken care of and cleaned up. And they had to get a couple cars moved that morning, but the officers did a great job doing that. Appreciate their help, and they're going to help with hauling to tomorrow, blocking off blocks with vehicles at each end so we can get that stuff hauled out quickly and safely tomorrow. And then just a shout out to our mechanic too. With as much stuff was going on, we had some truck issues and equipment things, and he was able to get us back on the road and minimal downtime. So thanks to Brad and his efforts on that. And then just thanks to our residents for understanding and getting their cars off the streets and working with us to make it up. So that's it.
Okay. Any questions, comments? Okay. Karen?
The only update I can give you on our current projects is they're all at a standstill now, waiting on equipment to come in this back.
Snowbound somewhere, right?
snowbound somewhere. That or it's out in the ocean, I'm not sure. We're waiting on equipment. We can't move forward until we get it.
Okay. Questions for Terry? Marcia?
I have nothing.
Sally?
Nothing.
You know, I'm pushing 20 years, and, you know, and I can just see the team come together every year or anytime there's a disaster or anytime somebody needs help. I can't say I've ever seen a hesitation to give a helping hand. So hats off to you. Please pass that on to your coworkers, because that goes a long way when you're out there at 2 o'clock in the morning. Just to trade off with another coworker, sometimes it helps from a safety perspective. Gives them something to pay attention. The other thing I'd just like to acknowledge is being a good neighbor. I think you can go down some of the side streets and the snow and the sidewalks are still there. And I know there's some things that's out of their control and out of our control. But whenever possible, try to be a good neighbor, because I think they appreciate it. And I know that it's not an easy job. So that's all I got.
Okay. We had a redevelopment meeting today. Actually, I had quite a bit that we worked on today. I won't bore you with all the details, but the LML property just having some frustrating issues. I won't, again, bore you with it, but it's extending that whole project out a little longer and having to jump through a couple hoops that we weren't anticipating. But two of the I think 8 tests are done, and they've been positive, so we're going to probably start moving forward, and we'll probably discuss this next week at the retreat on ideas for that property. Another property we're working on is the lot that's behind Van Buren Flats at the corner of Line and, I think, Jackson. We're working on that to think of things that we can develop on that particular property. So we'll probably discuss that, too. I think, Chip, you said, that's on your list for next week, too? Yeah. So be thinking about that, because it's not a very big property at all, so it really limits what we can do there. So if you have any thoughts about it, think about it over the next week or so, and, you know, if you have any earth-shattering ideas, let us know next week when we discuss it. Then finally, we did a matching grant with the Columbia City Connect organization, and we matched the fundraiser that they did for bike racks, and so they're going to be installing bike racks around downtown.
Square.
Here, you know, they said they're readily available and they can get them and have them installed. So that was, I think, $3,000 total. We matched $1,500, so $3,000 total in bike racks. So that's it for me.
Good job.
I have nothing.
John, got anything? Media?
Yeah. Okay,
Madison would like to speak.
Thank you.
We keep the best till last.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Say that right, Madison?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you like to give us an update on your youth council activities?
So we met on the 1st. We talked about the weather and how crazy it was going to be, and then it got crazy. Then we talked about our next meeting, which is at the State House on February 23rd. We talked about all the details about that, and then we talked about how we're going to do an art gallery kind of thing during First Friday in about May. We want to have like high school and middle school art there. After we spoke about those kind of things, we decorated Valentine's for the Miller's Merry Manor residents, and then ate lunch in Tokyo. After that, we went through and toured all of City Hall, which was really fun. And then we adjourned.
Well, thank you for the report. Any questions? We're going to go around twice, right?
Yeah. I thought of like seven or eight more things I wanted to talk about. Just
put them in an email.
Excuse me. If there's nothing else to come before the board, I will call the meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
I bet you can talk as good as her.